So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Eilu Dvar Masurim Limkala Ibikachavim. A Jew may not sell the following items to idol worshippers because, as Rashi explains, Tzarech Avaydis Kachavim Kabayullah, they use these items for the Avaydazar. As the Gemara explains, the Jew would transgress the law of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. And the Mishnah lists these items. It's Trabailan, B'nai Shuach, Ufetai Taurus. As the Gemara explains, these refer to Peri de Arza, the fruit of a cedar tree, and to Eini Chivrasa, the white dates, and B'fetai Taurusei and Shanu, only if they're still attached to their stems. These items may not be sold because, as Rashi explains, Lafisha Toilan Eisen Befnei Avodis Kachavim V'darchan La'avdin Bekach. The Akum hang these fruits by their stems in front of their Avodazar. And one may not sell the Akum Levayna incense because they burn it for Avodazar. The Brisa says, however, one may sell these items to Akum in large bundles that weigh 3 mana or more, because as Rashi explains, the Akum does not need such large quantities of Avodazara, rather he intends to sell them to other Akum. And although those buyers will probably use them for Avodazara, nevertheless the Gemara explains that a Jew is permitted to sell them to the retailer because regarding the Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol, Alifnei Mefkidan, Alifnei Delifnei Lo Mefkidinan. We're only permitted to directly assist someone in doing an avera, even a non-Jew, while here the Jew supplies the item only indirectly through the retailer. The Mishnah continues, V'tanagol halavan. One may not sell a white rooster to Akum because they use this as an offering to the Avodazar. Yehuda makes the following distinction. Asu b'fnei atzmai. One may not sell a white rooster by itself. However, mutar limkor le'tanagol lavan b'nei tanagolin. One may sell a white rooster among other roosters because, as Rashi explains, the kivin the shakal minei achrini lav lavitz kechavim kabaylo. Since the Akum also bought other types, his intentions are not avodazar. And b'sman shu b'fnei atzmai keteya esetzboi u'maychol le'lefish ein makrivim chasu lavitz kechavim. One may sell a white rooster by itself if one of its fingers is chopped off because Akum did not bring animals with missing limbs as offerings to the Avodazar. The Mishnah concludes with Ushar kol advarim staman mutar uperushin aser. Regarding all other items, it depends. If the Akum did not specify for Avodazar, a Jew is permitted to sell it to him. But if the Akum did specify for Avodazar, a Jew is forbidden to sell it to him. The Gemara now elaborates on the Machlekes Reb Yehuda v'Chacham. Reb Zera says, Tarnagoy lemi, mutar limkor le tarnagoy lavan. If the Akum asked for a rooster, but he did not specify which type, all agree that the Jew may sell him a white rooster even if they atzmai by itself, because lav lavitz kechavim kabaylehu. Also tanagol lavan lemi, also limkulei tanagol lavan. If the Akum did specify a white rooster, all agree that the Jew may not sell him a white rooster even bein tanagolin together with others, because lavitz kechavim kabaylehu. However, the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham is in the case of kugin de amr ze v'ze. The Akum specified several types, white, black, and red rooster. The Chacham hold both bifnei atzmai and even bein tanagolin aser, because Hoyl Bukutava Love and Labitz Kacham Kabailu. Since he also mentioned a white rooster, his intentions are Favidazar. While Rabbi Huda holds only Bifnei Atzmei Aster Ben Natan Lagil and Mutter, because Kivin Mikar Itkar Vahashta Shaka Lovin, Mikar Name Chavan Lovin, Vahai De Itkar Shachar Erume Erarim. Since the Akum specified both and took only a white rooster, his intentions were Favidazar, and he specified the other types merely to mislead the seller and conceal his true intentions Favidazar. However, Bein HaTanagol and Mutter, because the Migud Shachar La Lavitz Kachavim, Lav and Nami Lav Lavitz Kachavim. Since he also took a black rooster, his intentions were not Favidazar. And accordingly, in the Mishnah's conclusion regarding Shar Kol Advarim, Stam and Mutter, Perush and Aser, all other items other than the four mentioned, since they are generally not used Favidazar, Stam and Mutter refers to even Chitei Chivarta. Even if he did specify the type, white wheat, but he did not specify that its purpose is Favidazar, it is permitted to sell it to him. Or Perushan Aser refers only to the Ka'amr Lavidis Kachavim. If he also specified that its purpose is Favidazara, it's forbidden to sell it to him. Although Pshita, this seems obvious, the Mishnah needed to teach this because otherwise we could argue, Hai Garva Lav Lavidis Kachavim Kabayi, Elamevik Huda Avik Babidis Kachavim. This Akum's intentions were not Favidazara. Rather, he mentioned Avodazara because since he's attached to Avodazara, he assumes that the seller is also this way and he was hoping that the seller would sell it for a cheaper price if it's for the Avodazara. Therefore, the Mishnah needed to teach that upirushin aser because lavoides kachavim kabaylo. The Gemara inquires, "By Rabashi, tarnagoy lavan ketua lemi, mal limkor loy tarnagoy lavan shalom." If the Akum asked for a white rooster with a missing finger, is the Jew permitted to sell him a white rooster that has no blemish? Perhaps midikamar ketua lav lavoides kachavim kabay. It is permitted because since he asked for a ketua, it's obvious that his intentions are not favidizar. Or irume kumaar. It is forbidden because we must suspect that he asked for a ketua merely to deceive the seller and conceal his true intentions for avodazar. And if we are to assume that hairume hudu kumaar, what would be the halacha in the case where the Akum said tanagol lavan lemi? V'yavali shachar v'shakal. V'yavali adam v'shakal. Ma'al limkar le'lavan. The Akum asked for a white rooster, but he accepted a black and red rooster. Is the Jew then permitted to sell him a white rooster? Perhaps, given the yavu shachar v'shakal adam v'shakal, lavavitz kechavim kabay. It is permitted because since he also accepted other types, it's obvious that his intentions are not avedazar. Or irume kuma'ar. It is forbidden because in this case as well, he accepted other types merely to deceive us and conceal his true intentions for avedazar. Take with these questions remain unresolved. The Mishnah concludes, Remeir Omer af dekel tav v'chatzav v'niklav aser limkar la'avdei kechavim. Remeir adds other items that one may not sell to an akum because they're sometimes used for avedazar. Dekel tav, as the Gemara explains, this refers to peiros dekel tav, the fruit of a superior palm tree, because lavetz kacham kabayi. However, one may sell peiros dekel bish, the fruit of an inferior palm tree, because lavetz kacham kabayi. However, regarding dekel, the actual tree, even dekel bish lemezav ninan, one may not sell him even an inferior tree. Even though lavetz kacham kabayi, because the Mishnah Daf Yotes rules, a moichin lehem b'mechub lekarka. One may not sell a non-Jew anything attached to the ground because the pasuk states, Loi sechinam, loi sitlam chaniya bekarka. And one may not sell an akum chetzev, which the Gemara identifies as kashba, and Rashi explains that this is either mintamarm, a certain type of fig, or chetzuba, a certain pretty grass. And niklas, which is karaiti, as Rashi explains, min peris, a certain fruit. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions that gemiri davitz kecham navram avinu dalad mei apir kehavim. The Masechta Avodah Zarah of Avraham Avinu contained 400 parakim.